joined live in studio with David Burns of Green ID. I've been a partner of Rosie on the House, I'm going to say 4 years now, maybe. I think so. I'll have to look it up. It's been a while, but we appreciate having you on and the resource you provided the Arizona homeowners. It's taking the guessing out of your home's energy consumption. It used to be, you'd start with the windows. Let's look at the attic. Let's look at this. Try some sunscreens. Let's look at awnings. Well, the building science identifies the weak points so you know strategically where to attack and where you're going to get your biggest return on the investment, so you can attack it strategically and not just keep writing checks hoping something's going
to
help.
Yeah, throwing spaghetti at the wall is isn't a way to do it these days.
Let's talk about the separate systems of a home and why it's important to look at it all together. Because a lot of people will address a particular problem of discomfort in a room and throw one thing at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I would imagine that once something has been done in a home, it would probably be worth it to do another home energy audit.
Yeah, and that's why we test out.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what effect, sealing the duct system is going to have on the room pressures. It's going to obviously increase the airflow to each room, but there may be a point where not enough air is coming back to the return, and a homeowner now needs to keep their door open because they're getting too much air from a duct seal. So we'll do a test in and a test out. And it takes into account all those components of a house where if you change one system of the house, you're going to change and affect the other parts also. So it's all interdependent, and we don't want to have inadvertent effects, especially on the carbon monoxide if there's gas systems in the home, by sealing up the home or making it too tight.
Yeah, that's critical. Of all the homes you've looked at, what percentage of them had significant duct leakage?
Oh, probably most of them, maybe, yeah, 70-ish.
Yeah, I would have guessed higher.
Uh-huh.
I would have guessed higher than that. You have the old box metal ducts,
yes.
You know, and they've been in for a while, and they've probably been in long enough for the homeowner to add insulation up there. So somebody's been up there crawling around. They may have a horizontal air haddock handler up there somebody's had to crawl up there and service on it a couple times. And how many times have you crawled an attic and just seen like a big shoe print right in the middle of the duct with the seam torn right in half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. And remodeled homes or homes that have had some work done to them, the duct work or the insulation is a total afterthought. And that gets just thrown under the bus and second tier to the cosmetics of the house. So any work that's been done on a home, It probably should be checked in the attic and make sure everything was still connected right, insulation's not trampled on, things like that.
And I think a lot of people, if I have a presentation that I do at Kiwanis clubs and Rotary clubs and, you know, neighborhood watch block parties and homeowners associations about the 10 things homeowners do wrong. And one of the things they do wrong is they spend way too much money in their attic, mm-hmm. trying to save on their energy bill.
And it makes sense because attics get super hot here, and so that's the first thing you think about, but it's counterintuitive. There's only a small portion of that attic where you can save money, and then the less, you know, the rest you're throwing at a smaller and smaller sliver of your actual usage.
I've had people call me and say, you know, I put this huge power ventilator up on the gable end of my house so I could draw in cold air and cool the attic off and lower my utility bills. And man, my bill went up like about $100.
Wow.
You know, I said, well, yeah, it's cooling your attic by sucking all the air conditioning out of your house.
Yeah.
So those power ventilators are, I could never even think of an occasion where I'd recommend them.
No,
let all the ventilation in your attic be passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's been phased out a little bit, but newer companies still come in and they still push those attic fans.
Have you seen a feasible way to convert a home with blown-in insulation into a cathedral-style attic? I know it's not a great retrofit application. Mm-hmm. It's if it's designed that way in a new build, that's great. But are we getting any closer on retrofitting an attic to a cathedral insulation style?
I mean, spray foam is maybe the closest we can get, where we'll insulate the attic slope and then suck out all the insulation to make it a completely conditioned attic, close off all the vents, and then a homeowner could use that as storage space. But I've never seen someone actually drywall it and make it livable space, even though it would make sense to do that. Yeah.
It's an expensive option. There are new homes being built that way, the cathedral-style foam insulation on the underside of the roof deck. Then you have no insulation between the interior living space and your attic. All your ductwork is in conditioned space. You're not trying to pass cold air through warm ducts. And it's something that hit the market. I want to say that hit the market probably about 15 years ago. And it had its trials, but the mistakes and lessons learned came together, what actually has become a pretty effective way. But it is a pretty expensive remodeling project to convert your house from conventional R30, R38 bats to the cathedral.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.